these are my favorite gigs I get to do as a comedian, man. A lot of times during a comic, you get asked to do these weird things that make no sense. Like, I got asked to go to this charity event once. It's this charity called Make It Right. They rebuild homes in the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Very cool cause. And they're like, Aziz, could you help us out? And I was like, sure, what do you need? And they're like, could you host our after party? And I was like, what does that mean? They're like, could you introduce Seal? And I was like, the singer guy? Like, I'm just gonna go up there and say some stuff and then Seal's gonna pop up? Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I love New Orleans, this sounds cool, let's do it. So I'm there in New Orleans, I'm backstage with Seal. Seal has no idea who I am. I'm not on Seal's radar, sonar, nothing. And time for me to do his intro, and this is what I do. I go on stage, I go, ladies and gentlemen, our next performer, he's actually running a little bit late, so he wanted to know if maybe I could sing one of his hit songs for him in order to kill some time. So I guess there's nothing left to say, but what's that? Seal's here? Sorry, I can't hear you. There used to be a grain tower alone on the sea. What's that? Seal's ready to go? I feel like at this point, maybe I should just finish my version. You became the light on the dark side of me. And I did that shit for way too long. And finally, I bring Seal up. Seal doesn't even say anything to me. He just puts his arm on my shoulder and goes, because I get it, you know? Seal doesn't know I'm a comedian. He just thinks I'm some crazy brown guy that's seizing the moment so I can impress Seal and sign to Walrus Records and start my R&B career as the Brown Penguin. But the event went well. I did get to meet Seal. Very nice, very smooth. Everything he said is so smooth, you know? I was standing in an elevator with this girl. He looks over at us, he goes, my only regret is that I do not have a photograph to capture this moment forever. And I was just like, oh my God. Seal, I wanna fuck you. That was beautiful. No one ever speaks to me like that. And then I realized Seal's lyrics are not lyrics. That's how he talks all the time. Seal's at the optometrist. The optometrist's like, Seal, what's wrong with your eyes? He's like, did you know that when it snows, my eyes become wide and the light that you shine can be seen? Seal, what the hell are you talking about? The weather should not be affecting your vision that way, Seal. We need to run some tests. Sheila, get a bunch of snow here. Let's see if Seal's eyes start getting wide. You're in a dinner party with Seal. Seal, how's the chicken? I compare her to a kiss from the rose on the gray. Ooh, the more I eat of it, the tastier it is, yeah. Now that the chicken is through, the rice joins my food on the plate. Yum, 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 yum. So the event went well. I had a good time. The next day they had another event. It was like a charity dinner, charity auction. So I went to that, had a lot of fun. They had a lot of wine there. I drank a lot of wine. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, what did I do last night? We've all had those moments. I had maybe one of the most bizarre instances of that happening though. Because I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, what did I do last night? I think I bid and won a charity auction to be an extra in the next Tyler Perry movie. Yep, this is 100% true. I paid an exorbitant amount of money at a charity auction so me and a friend of my choice could be extras in the next Tyler Perry movie. So next summer when you go to see Madea Goes to Jail 3 and you see me and Seal in the background, just you'll know why. Guys, thank you so much, Philadelphia. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much for coming out. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to the married couple, dick photo people. Thank
Thank you very much. Thank you.